Thanks, Rob. It is a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, John Doe from the LA punk band X, celebrating their 40th anniversary. The band started in 1977. They're going to be at Riot Fest this weekend, one of the headliners. How great to have the band X in Chicago. John Doe going to join me coming up after the 9:30 news. And tonight, 10 o'clock, Greg Flamm will be in the studio. We'll do Swap Meet. This is where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk, in that order. 312-981-7200. Well, coming up this weekend at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights is a Symphony of Chaos. That's the name of the show being put on by the great one-time Chicago comedian and actor David Koechner. Koechner cut his teeth in Chicago at places like I.O. and the Annoyance Theater before heading out to New York to be a cast member on Saturday Night Live. He had success in movies like Anchorman and on television, roles like in The Office, Superior Donuts, where he plays Tush. Also, a role in the new season of Twin Peaks on Showtime. David Koechner in Arlington Heights for a show on Saturday night at the Metropolis. And he joins me now on the download. David Koechner, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Juice, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for joining us. We talked probably about a year or two ago when you were coming in through with Beer Shark Mice. In that conversation, I remember this, we talked about the differences between improv and stand-up because you were doing both on the same ticket when you were here for I.O., for shows at I.O. Talk about that. This Symphony of Chaos, talk about this being more of a stand-up show than improv and how you approach it.
Well, you know what you're going to do. You've got your set list. You've got your stories and your jokes and your characters all laid out. So you've got a running order. In improvisation, you don't have a running order. You have a suggestion that starts the show, and that's it, and off you go. And you're creating it with five or six other people. Mm-hmm. And it's all about listening and responding in the moment. It's more of a jazz performance, if you will. So I'd say that's the main difference. Although I will say, in this show, I just found out today that apparently, I don't know, in a week or something, the musical Into the Woods.
Yeah.
Is going to be playing there at the Metropolis.
Yep.
And so they called today and said, hey, we've already built the set. are you cool with that? And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's what a wonderful opportunity.
Leave it to you to see it as a wonderful opportunity. You could dress like a witch. I forgot the characters.
I have to use it.
Yeah, you have to.
It's there. I will learn snippets of songs from Into the Woods, sprinkle them throughout the show. I will be using the set. I mean, how can you not?
How
and
can it, you
it's
know?
Going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity to do it. This show will never be performed again. So it's Symphony of Chaos Into the Wood.
Into the Wood.
Or should it be Go Get Some Wood?
I like Go Get Some Wood. I think that works out. And who knows? This could be the beginning of a wonderful relationship. You can modify the musical. You can find a whole new show that you bring back to L.A. And in a couple of years, we'll see it on television. How about that?
Yes, I will have to improvise some songs based on the original music and the original musical. I'll have to figure out the story of that play and all that stuff. So because it's there,
yeah.
You can't ignore it. So I'll definitely be playing with it. It just adds another layer of specialness to this show.
Absolutely. David Koechner, I'm interested, asking about the differences between improv and stand-up, but how much do the all the things that you've been taught and that you've studied in the craft of improvisation, how do you use it in a stand-up show? Because I understand the set list and the jokes are already planned, but what are some of the things that you use when performing the show?
Well, I'd say number one, the first thing you use is your ingrained stage muscle, because that's what you get, in my mind, with improvisation. You are up there. You're living in the moment. You just get stronger on stage. You don't get thrown. You can adapt. I guess that would be, in one word, adaptability. So whatever happens that night, because every performance is going to be a little bit different.
Right.
But given the background of improvisation, maybe I would invite it a little bit more. Or there's always something that happens in my show that is improvised, because I do go out into the audience at some point during the show. So that always leaves open the door for some audience interaction and something new that's going to happen. Plus, you know, when you start your show, you like to appreciate the environment. Obviously, this is going to be wildly different this week, but appreciate the environment that you're coming through. So I'm in Arlington Heights at the suburbs of Chicago. You've got Schaumburg out there. So I like to add in a little local flavor, see if there's any, you know, something happening locally on the scene. You know, also whatever the municipality is famous for, you try to add that in there. And then, you know, if you can, you work it through the show a little bit here and there. You weave, you know, you're creating a tapestry.
Right. You know, I love it because you, last time we talked, you talked about doing stand-up and you've been doing it for a couple of years now. In a situation where, let's say that you have some, you're not shooting something and you have the ability to go work on stage in LA or anywhere at this point, do you have a preference? Is there a point where you're like, hey, Dave, we'd love you to come be a part of this improv show we have at IO? Or, hey, Dave, you know, we've got a slot open at one of the clubs. Come do a set, some stand-up. Is there a preference at this point as a comedian?
Tonight I'm going to go do three sets at three different clubs for 15 minutes each because I, you know, you've got to work out a little bit before the big show this weekend. So, I'm doing that. So if I have a show coming up, that's my preference.
Yeah.
To work on the thing that you're going to be presenting. If I've got an opportunity to play with my friends at the IO, I will go do that, but it's harder to get, you know, your five or six improviser friends together on the one night.
Right.
And so that's a little bit tougher situation.
You know, for you, I always think about, you know, because you're such a talented guy and one of the best improvisers to come out of Chicago. I mean, the Annoyance Theater stuff and what you've done, you know, and all of the things that you've had success in Hollywood have really been off the fact that you've been such a tremendous, tremendous performer and comedian here in Chicago. I'm always interested, do you have to almost reinvent yourself to change disciplines when it comes to comedy? Do you have to start from the bottom up when you want to be a stand-up if you spent so many of your years dominating in an improv scene?
I'd say yes. A little bit of it informs the other one, and certainly improvisation helps you create material. That, in that regard, it's amazingly useful because you might kind of have a premise in your head, and I'm not afraid to work it out on stage and find out where it goes, as opposed to I have to have it all scripted and written down and all the jokes there. I'm open to finding things, I guess.
Right. Talking to David Koechner, he is going to be in Arlington Heights with the show Symphony of Chaos on Saturday night at the Metropolis right there in downtown Arlington Heights. Tickets still available. I'm interested, you know, you have, I mean, eat with Superior Donuts and even with the Twin Peaks and movies that you're shooting. How often do you have time in your schedule to be able to put together a stand-up showcase? I mean, to like tonight, you said you're doing 15 minutes, three different clubs. How often are you on stage and not on a set?
Not often enough. It really is a tricky balancing act. This week, I decided I have to go up and get some reps in out of respect to the people of Chicago and Into the Woods. But if I don't have a show coming up, I don't feel compelled to go do it. As you know, from the last time we talked, I've got a wife and five kids. So our house is very busy.
Right.
You know, tonight my wife is handling all the homework and dinner and everything else and getting them, you know, showered and shampooed and teeth brushed and in bed. It's a slog, man. You know, there's no doubt about it. So you can't have dereliction of duty on most nights of the week.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, honestly, I prefer, you know, to go on a date with my wife or hang out with the kids, you know, on a Friday night, watch movies and stuff like that. So it's a tough balance. And it really does depend on what my schedule is by the end of the week. I don't have a lot of gigs coming up stand-up-wise because my fall is completely busy. And, you know, the beauty was I was able to come into Chicago last weekend for that George Wendt roast.
Right, right.
Fabulous. It was so much fun. So I'm going to Chicago 2 weeks in a row. So that's a rarity.
Right.
And so I just, you know, you learn to appreciate it.
As you get older as a performer, and you know, the dynamics change from the days of you know, performing at the Annoyance Theater in Chicago, and does it become much more difficult?
Well, mostly the I.O. in Chicago. Actually.
Okay, at the I.O. in Chicago. Yeah.
At
the I.O. I mean, just the idea that
I.O. in Second City. Yeah.
So you're at I.O. Second City places. I mean, and has it changed? Obviously, with the dynamic changing as you get older and family, as you just mentioned, does it become much harder to play? Meaning, are the gigs that you find yourself gravitating to paid performances where you're like, I have to get paid. Like,
of
the
course.
Idea of going with your friends at I.O. in L.A., you're like, I'm going to go do this. It's like, no, that's not a paid gig. We're not playing
that's
anymore.
That's exactly it. That's exactly right. It's like, it's a Saturday night. And in fact, this happened. I don't know if I told you this last time, but we did a run of Beer Shark Mice every Saturday for 10 years at the I.O. West. And I remember when the twins were younger, I was leaving, I think, at 8:15 to get to the theater by, you know, 8:45 and park and then get in there and, you know, kind of get with the fellas and figure out, you know, just get in touch, right? And I remember I'm leaving and the twins said, "Where are you going, Dad?" And my wife said, "Really, where are you going? Really? You and your improv buddies are going to put on a show for free and you have to pay for parking? It's costing you to go do a show? Really?" So at that point, it's kind of like, got to put down the gun.
Right. I mean, there is something. I mean, you're in a great position where, you know, you're getting paid to perform and create and be a part of some great entertainment. That's why you're in Los Angeles. But I also at the same time, I mean, the honoring the craft and wanting to do things that are really a passion for you, they become more difficult to do just because of, just like all of us, life moves on.
That's true. You've got to make your choices. You've got to achieve that balance. You hope that you have enough experience in a body of work where you don't have to constantly be sharpening your knife, but you always appreciate it when you do. And I do believe that every time you get on stage, you get better. I really do believe that, and it'll always be that standard. But, you know, the other side of the coin is, you know, tomorrow I've got to go to work on Superior Donuts. So my duty is to work on my lines tonight.
Right.
And be prepared for tomorrow's show, that as well. And I've got to figure out, so tomorrow I've got to get up earlier than normal so I can get that time in.
You know,
so
for you,
it's a balance. Like, I couldn't go out every night and do stand up and do a television show and be the best that I could be in both.
Yeah. You know, how is it on Superior Donuts and doing the sort of traditional sitcom? I mean, to be a part of a sitcom as an improviser, as someone who, you know, even in your movie work, we've talked about Anchorman, this idea that, you know, there's a lot that goes on that's improvisation. You're able to play off of the relationships you've had with Adam and others in the past, all that whole crew. You know, talk about the difference of getting into a situation in Superior Donuts where you have to know your lines, you have to hit the right mark. That is professional work.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes you better as well, because you have to do all those things. You got to be in the right spot where the camera's going to pick you up, and you're not blocking another actor, and you're not upstage of them. You're basically putting on a play that's being filmed, which is exciting because we get to do it in front of a live audience, and you get that feedback, and you know if things are working or not. So that's invigorating. And you're working with 100 other professionals on this production, and everybody's got to do their job or the show doesn't come off as well as it could. And so you're just another piece of that production. You've got to be prepared and ready and do it, you know, to the best of your ability. And now, as far as, you know, there's not really room for improvisation because it's a scripted
right.
show. It's 21 and a half minutes long. It's timed down to the second. So you can't add lines or do things because then you're going to take, someone else is going to have to lose a line. That's
yeah.
just physics. That's the way it goes. So it's not, and it's not my show. I'm an ensemble member, happy to be there. Now, if, you know, on show night, if you have an alternative line after we've done it a couple times and we're going to do one more pass, that's the time to pitch. Go, "Hey, have you thought about this? You know, maybe we just change this a little bit." And they do allow that sometimes, you know, depending on how the night's going.
Right. You know, the last thing I'll ask is just, I think it's amazing that you had a role in the new season of Twin Peaks. What was that like? I mean, that is considered to be, you know, that is a whole different kind of television, to be able to work with David Lynch and that crew, to be able to do something that, you know, has already had an indelible mark on pop culture in this country.
I tell you, it was really special. It was really special, and I'm so happy that I was given that opportunity, and to be part of something truly iconic was really quite a thrill. And the guys I got to work with, we've remained friends, and that, you know, build on a friendship like that through a bonding experience like that was really, really pretty awesome. And, you know, when I auditioned for it, it wasn't even an audition. It was a meeting. You just met with a casting director, and they asked you questions. I wasn't even sure what the project was. It was called Rancho Rosa. And then a week later, my agent says, you've been cast in the new Twin Peaks. So they go, that's what that was. Okay. So it was really interesting. It's unlike anything I've ever done. It's unique. You know, you're not given the script. You're only given your pages the next day. I didn't even know what character I was going to play. So you just memorize everything that's on the page. And it changed every day I was there. And it was just a fantastic, invigorating experience.
Wow. David Koechner is on stage at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center out in Arlington Heights. He's there on Saturday night with a show, Symphony of Chaos. It's at 7:30 p.m. You can find all the information online. David Koechner, one of the greatest Chicago improvisers to have come through, who's having a great career in Los Angeles. We continue to love watching you on stage and screen. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, brother. Thank you so much.